Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We call this non-toxic talk radio for a reason, because we talk about the cool stuff that goes on. And each and every Friday, as we've done for months now, we bring you our restaurant of the week. And this week, we get to talk with George Megliaro, who is G-Migs in West Des Moines, but he's got a fabulous story, and we're going to get into that. George, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's start at the beginning with you, because we had just a few moments to talk before we went live, and you were telling me about the experience that you had. You started cooking at 13?
13 years old.
Tell us about this.
I was back in Boston, Revere, Massachusetts, down the street from our house. We had this, it was called the Fernwood, and it was a large restaurant that had multiple function rooms and stuff like that. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, I said, I want to work. And he says, you're too young. And I said, well, if I go in there, I says, maybe they'll give me a job and they can just like kind of pay me under the table.
Yeah.
So I ended up starting there and, you know.
You're washing dishes? Yeah.
Dishes, making salads. My father always wanted me to go into computers. I said, no, Dad. I says, I love this field. I love what I do. My mom was always a wonderful cook, which I would always stay with. So from there, I ended up working at various restaurants, doing all sorts of stuff, from being a line cook, broiler cook, fry cook, all the way up to being the person that called out all the tickets. And from there, I went to culinary school. I wanted to see what else was out there for food and knowledge and stuff like that. So I ended up going to a culinary school in Boston, Newberry College, for 2 years. And then I decided to move to California because of a girl.
Of course. Who doesn't do something like that, right?
So I ended up going to California. I was in San Diego for a little bit over a year, and I worked at big hotels, Hotel Intercontinental. Came back to Boston and was fortunate enough to work at a French hotel, and it was the Hotel Le Meridien, and they had the consulting chef was Mark Haberlin. And
what a name that is.
Oh, boy. The Haberlin family has had the 3 Michelin star rating since 1966. Still to this day, they have Auberge de Lille in Ilhouse in France. And it's just spectacular when you get to work with somebody like that.
Now, explain to people sometimes, what is a Michelin star restaurant so that they know?
Back in the day, Michelin tires created a book. And it was for people traveling, where places to go eat, all the different places. Well, then they decided to start rating all of these places. And they wanted to create a high level of food and just how they rated it. And it is so stressful for those types of places to get the Michelin star. I mean, you have to have a very specific format. And when I say that, you have to have so many employees per customer that comes into the restaurant. So it's usually 4 or 5 to 1.
Get out of here.
At least 5.
So that the service is impeccable.
Impeccable. Impeccable. Everything has to be perfect. And that is all the way through.
So this is 4 or 5 to 1 in a Michelin-starred restaurant. And does that include the cooks and the line staff and all those folks as well?
Everybody. Yeah. But the cooks, like if you think about in the cooks, you're going to probably have at least 5 or 6 people that will have touched your food. And whether it be the fish cook, the saucier cook, you know, then you have the pastry chef. You have all of these people that have to, it all goes in to make one product that's just absolutely perfect.
People that I've talked to tell me that it's like a dance in a kitchen.
It is. It's quite, you know, it's a 4-hour dinner of eating and drinking wine. And It's absolutely fantastic.
George Migliaro, ladies and gentlemen, he is the proprietor of our restaurant of the week, G. Migs. So you had this experience, and mm-hmm. you worked with five Michelin star restaurants mm-hmm. in very nice neighborhoods, and you did something special back several years ago for somebody's 85th birthday. Tell us about that.
Oh, Julia Child's birthday party back in Boston. We at the Meridian Hotel. She loved French food, of course, you know, and we did her 85th birthday party, and they flew in a friend of hers that she had not talked to or seen in 40 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a special birthday surprise. They also had Robert Broadbent, who is
the wine,
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it was, as I tell people, the most perfect meal that you could have ever imagined. It was so much stress also.
This is Julia Child.
The scallops. I mean, if you've never had the opportunity to see fresh scallops that come in the shell and then shucking that out of the shell, and when you sprinkled it with salt, it was moving, and it was, oh my goodness, it's absolutely fantastic.
So do you remember what the main course was that night?
Yes.
What?
It was a lamb loin. What we used to do is take the lamb loin with caul fat. We take a caul fat, which is the membrane of a pig's stomach, and it's very thin. And we used to make a mixture that had spinach and veal, cream, a little bit of cognac. And you would make this mixture, and it was bright green. And you'd spread a thin layer on top of the caul fat, and then you would put alternating colors of batonnet of carrot and turnip, and then you would put the lamb loin in the center and then roll it up so that when you roasted that off and then cut it, you had because the caul fat disintegrates more or less. It's pulling that together, and you had this beautiful green circle that had alternating orange and white, and then you had that beautiful medium rare lamb.
Wow.
With a truffle sauce. Oh, it was absolutely fantastic.
Wow. I think this is such an art. It's such a craft.
Yeah.
And for those of us who get to enjoy this, it is such a blessing. So we're going to have to fast forward because we've talked about a lot of yesterday. let's spend some time on today. You were the executive chef where before you opened up G Migs?
The Wakanda Club.
Yeah.
I was the executive chef there for 18 years. Wonderful, wonderful time.
Very nice place.
Oh, all the families, the members that were there were just absolutely fantastic. They still come to visit me now at my own place.
I'm sure.
But yeah, that was great.
And so you decided to go out on your own.
I made a decision. Yeah. I was 45 years old, and I said, if it's now or never. And at the time, my wife said to me, you know, anything that you're going to do is going to be very good and people will love it. Go for it. So what I did is I said, there was a place that became available down in Valley Junction. They had just won Main Street America, a very prestigious award. And I said, you know, this might be the right opportunity. So I decided to jump into that. And I was fortunate enough, 2014, getting Restaurateur of the Year for the state of Iowa.
Yeah.
And it's just been an awesome ride.
His name is George Migliaro, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about G Migs in Valley Junction. All right. So we've been in real highbrow restaurants. We've been in real highbrow places. G Migs, I've been there.
Yes.
That ain't no highbrow place.
No, absolutely not.
How do you, how can you transcend from what you did to G Migs now?
Oh, there was a lot of members that said to me, why would you want to do something like this? And I told them, I said, I want to do something that's fun. I want to create a Cheers-type atmosphere in Iowa, where everyone knows your name. You're going to have great food at a great price, and it's going to be like a family type atmosphere.
Kind of a place for all the people.
Everyone. Yeah. I mean,
I get it.
All the way from politicians, all the way down to the regular Joe, and it's a wonderful atmosphere for everyone.
when we talk about GMIGS as it sits today, what are some of the things that you think draw people to your restaurant in Valley Junction?
The big things, they know what I'm going to do. They know that I'm always going to use the best possible quality of product. For me, I try to use the best of everything. The meat that we use, like tonight's steak night there, I use a prime top sirloin steak, a prime grade. Most times people say, well, it's a prime steak. Okay, that doesn't mean that it's prime grade.
Right.
Prime grade. So my meat company, they get the prime tops in. They already have 28 days age on it. They'll age them for another 30 days.
Get out of here.
And then they'll cut it. So it's such a flavorful piece of meat. It's so tender from all the age. And I grill that up. And then we do a special potato. I try to create things that are special for everybody. It doesn't have to be complicated. But then we use Lamy bread.
So locally sourced stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just – it's fun for me because the people that come in there always have a surprised look on their face like, wow, I never thought I would have this here. You know, I had bouillabaisse one time on a Friday night, seafood special, and everybody's like, this is the best bouillabaisse I've ever had in my life, you know.
How can this be?
Yeah. And it was like I was saying earlier, I had 6 to 8 count Alaskan king crab legs there a week ago. And, I mean, I had 20 orders. The 20 orders were gone in an hour and 10 minutes. And because it was a great price and they knew that I was going to give them the best of the best.
George Migliaro, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about GMIGS in Valley Junction. When you come up, do you change your menu on a regular basis or is it specials on regular days or how does all that work?
We right now have a menu that has each day of the week except for Sundays, 6 days a week, we have a special, a daily special at nighttime, which it alternates each day. Then I have the regular menu. The regular menu changes every 4 to 5 months just to keep it fresh and stuff like that. You know, I feel like sometimes I'm back at the country club because people, if I take something off the menu, they're like, they're
they
all up in arms.
Right away. Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that? You know, but it makes it fun because I tell them, you might have loved that dish, but I will give you another dish that you will love also. And
it gets you to it gets your customers to experiment a little bit.
Absolutely.
I know many people who have been there. I've been to your place in the past, and it is just such a comfortable place. I mean, there's no airs about it whatsoever.
No, it's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, when we gutted the whole building when we first came in there, and I was fortunate enough that one of the members at Wakanda had taken all the trees that they had removed back, I think it's been 12 years. So he had all this wood that was from Wakanda, and he asked me, do you want the wood for the bar? And I said, absolutely. So I used the white oak for the bar and all the tables. So I created an atmosphere that was warm, and you know, everybody feels comfortable when they're in there.
Hours of operation for you. When do you guys open?
Mondays is the only day that I'm not open for lunch. I open at 3 o'clock on Mondays, and that's for the bar at that time. Dinner goes from 5 until 9 o'clock on Mondays. On Tuesdays through Friday, I open at 11 a.m., goes all the way till 9 o'clock at nighttime. So during the afternoon, we close for lunch at 2 o'clock every day. Then we reopen at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays and Sundays, I do breakfast. That is at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturdays because of football.
Sure.
And then on Sundays, 8 till noon. And we have 15 large screen TVs that are there for people to watch, but the sound is not on unless it is a Iowa game or one of the games that we've chosen on Sundays for the NFL.
You know, that area that you're living in, and thank you for letting everybody know what the hours, and we'll have links to your website up on the radio blog, but you've got a new business that just opened up, Vino 209, I think it is?
Yes.
Yeah, the wine place?
Yes.
I mean, all of Valley Junction is hitting its stride, man.
Yes. And now they have, I mean, on top of that, they have another a Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Heavenly.
Yes.
And the proprietors, I mean, they are right from China. They have two other restaurants that are in China. And I've been waiting for this to open up. And they just, at the end of August, they were still doing light openings. And now they are opening. It's spectacular, I've heard.
And I was just speaking to someone who is helping them with their restaurant. And just all of a sudden, my floppy drive gets full.
Sure.
So I can't remember. But they were saying this is traditional Chinese. This is not necessarily your American Chinese. And they have lots of visitors from China that come there, diplomats and others who are experiencing this place called Heavenly. Yeah.
Oh, and I've heard it's just absolutely beautiful inside of it, too. I mean, the decor and everything. Mm. They've spent some money to make it special.
You see what's so neat about doing this restaurant segment every week, ladies and gentlemen, is that these restaurateurs that we've had, and we've had in many, owners, managers, chefs, there is not a jealous bone in any one of these people's body. I mean, they figure out a long time ago that if everybody's doing well, everybody does well.
Absolutely. I mean, you, for me, I love when we're busy and the overflow goes to the other people. We all help one another.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't a cutthroat type of business. I mean, if you're giving somebody a good product and a great atmosphere, they're going to go no matter what. It doesn't – I mean, if I'm full – they'll go next door, or they'll go try something else.
Before we let you go, George Migliero, ladies and gentlemen, before I let you go, how come Iowa? How did you get from San Diego to Iowa?
Well, from San Diego to Boston and then to Iowa.
That was another girl, was it?
It was. my wife that I met back in Boston, she was come up from Florida. Her family, her dad was a colonel in the Air Force. They asked me, would you ever think about moving? And I said, well, I'm not too sure about that. I'm at the number three restaurant in Boston right now. Well, Glen Oaks Country Club flew me out here for an interview, and the rest is history. Yeah. I mean, it was so beautiful, and I just fell in love. I love Iowa. I love the people. Everybody, there's no traffic here compared to Boston.
Boston,
oh, my goodness.
Tell me about it. All right. His name is George Migliero, ladies and gentlemen. It is called G-Migs. We will have links to all of this up on the blog page. Thanks so much for doing this, George.
Oh, thank you very much
stuff,
for having me.
Good stuff, man. I really enjoy the backstory, you know?
Yes.
The history and the backstory, because I think our listeners really appreciate that, too. Because once you go to a place, you can see the menu, you see the decor, you see, but what's going on behind those kitchen doors?
No, it's fun. It's
good stuff. Do you have a temper?
Do I?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know a chef that does it, right?
No.
All right, we've got to step aside, see what happened today on Wall Street. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us, and congratulations, George. We will be in again.
Thank you very much.
All right, Wall Street, what happened? Stocks go up or down? We'll tell you next here on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I heard a plan was a big